An attack on the ability of the American people to know the executive branch doing and to have responsible government. It's the essence of democracy, and we must oppose this with fire of our being.
The ranking Republican nominee, Georgia Collins, is neither as guilty of stepping hit.
The constitutional crisis is a committee that's asking from the attorney general things that he cannot give. The constitutional crisis is a committee asking to not write but enforce the law.
Late Wednesday, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, said that he had subpoenaed Attorney General Barr for documents related to the Mueller probe. A U.S. official on Wednesday said America will lose control of its border with Mexico unless a massive and protected surge of undocumented and asylum seekers, primarily from Central America, is contained. And this is VOA News. Chinese Vice Premier Han arrives in Washington this week for trade talks. The United States prepares to raise tariffs on Chinese goods in the middle of it. A notice published by the U.S. Representative's office. The U.S. boosts tariffs from 10% to 5% to $200 billion with Chinese imports on Friday. The increase takes effect the second day of Lu's visit. U.S. President Trump wrote on Twitter on Wednesday that China has informed Washington it was sending Lu to make a deal. The Commerce Ministry has vowed to take necessary countermeasures if the U.S. imposes a tax. Lawyer for Chinese tech giant Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou says he will ask me in court to stop the case against because of content. President Trump. Meng is on house arrest in Canada, awaiting possible extradition to the United States. He is arrested in a warrant on December on charges of violating sanctions against Iran, defrauding bank, buying Chinese Huawei subsidiary. While he had the stocks in the house, it is both because bank official knew what Meng do.
You may hear that business activities Hung were conducted open transparently, with full knowledge of bank officials.
Musk said that Trump state that he increases would China trade to showcase political debate. About 3 months, but you have false messages like the embassy in Canada.
Some quick as a sort of passages, a touching officer, vice versa, we get consultations. Prime Minister Havi says, I was with Pakistan.
Reuters and weather reporting. Libya commissioner for civil rights has fight for Pakistan locally far. In the subject, coup and take Libya by force. Hopefully, rival government in eastern Libya has Libyan national army against South Russia's UN stopped government last month, but has been bought to government forces in their allies in Tripoli South suburb. Tom, VOA News.
Good morning, world, to the break of the Voice of America. I'm James Burton. Today is Thursday, May 9th. And you know this story is recovering in Nigeria. We'll hear if it is challenging the re-election of President Buhari.
We believe that once the presidency is to a matching election, and we believe that our mandate has fully been given to confidence, and we are in the transition to receive the mandate.
Kola is time for the opposition people's democratic vote counting is underway. Wednesday is after election. Vice President says a vote barring official commenting national policy issued without authorization. He urges South Party to implement a parliamentary delay and can Brazil to think that some of the experiments.
So do you have any thoughts given from INEC?
Yeah, we do not want to take a matter out of the tribunal and come to a standard which are. We need a matter for the tribunal. The tribunal can be not enough for a deal of what is issued people in the day ahead. So we need to the matter of the tribunal. I know the strategic avoidance against the opposition and the moderation.
The claim has been made, the president said that the vice is not a Nigerian, he is a Cameroonian by heritage. So that's following him for pressure for the tribunal.
It's an absolute misleading statement. Because if the party of Mr. President say that Kambi is not a Nigerian, it then presupposes those who voted for him in Damawa are also not Nigerians. I would believe that state comes from the sense of disunity and not from the sense of the party do not understand Nigeria and nation. And we're going to that the issues before the tribunal. I have been the argument on standardization and taking the issues of fantastic story out of the tonight, asking for who must join in that tonight, the trial, and present our witnesses for the tribunal. Get around to the witness.
So, Mr. Lego called out the APC from the president's campaign claiming that the PD had low access to INEC.
What he said is that the president's party, you don't mind with you at the PD, that's clear. The source is not clear. But it's clear, like I said, that's
clear. We have to speak with you. Democratic Party. You are speaking from the capital, Abuja. Vote count is underway in Wednesday's South Africa general election. The vote is the tallest for the ruling African ANC, 12% coming to power, and while the voters said they were comfortable with the choices, many others said they wished the chance to participate in Africa's most mature democracy. There is Anita Power reports from Hansberg.
Citizens across the nation are went through schools, community centers, church hall and tents, cast their votes in a sixth parliamentary poll since the beginning of democracy. Leaders of three parties, ruling out national cause, the opposition Democratic Alliance, upstart economic freedom fighters, cast votes Wednesday evening. With ANC leader and president Ramaphosa saying the man whose he hope will have re-elected with the nation's economy and high unemployment. Here the press after casting his vote in Soweto compares your poll to this first election, in which the nation elected Nelson Mandela as its first black president.
This is a poll that reminds us 1994, our people were just fighting at them because they were heralding a new today, this is what I also
pick up. Executive on the ruling ANC expected to win and retain power, but corruption scandals and such a commie tainted the image and led some voters to opposition parties. In South African Cup, some young voters, a 25-year-old engineering student Wendy Wayne Paddy, they struggled to choose.
It's surprising and upsetting of the different parties that are there, but I was invited to exercise.
Many older voters like Mpanyi Sisulu Bima said the choice was simple.
Pretty easy. There's only one party that we've grown up with in the cell, and we hope they do right going forward.
South African lawyer Musi Mokolane, who voted Wednesday in Johannesburg, said next term has a big job on it.
Thing first is fighting the corruption in our structure. If we had, we would make sure that we still have the society for like ensure those upon corruption are high. It's a option that Africa can take for the improvement of everyone.
Our results are expected by May 11th. When Marty will be president, who is swimming and made fit. Anita Powell, News, Johannesburg.
You're still Liberal Africa on Voice America, James Washington. It is Thursday, 9th, and sent you on and opens to Liberal Africa, VOA.com. Liberal Africa time is coming up at 14, especially Cameroon's Azonia separatists, 9 summer fighters have been joining government forces. Cameroon authorities, 165 Anglophone separatists, Boko Haram terrorists have voluntarily run in the past weeks. 100 more have to find Cameroon's military law government have circulated a video past week of an alert from a separatist fighter named Yannick Kawa. Chris Sam is a chief of the several companies man of Cameroon. He says the additional ambassadors for Cameroon for probably.
There is no ambassador restoration. That has been to the friendly of them. And what you hear from one source is open because Russians play down their armed source armament cards.
So what do you think as US Yankara who need to be one of your separatists first? What do you think it from?
We are separatists. We are restorations. We are analysts and patriots. We look for our own country. As for this camp soldier, well, as you can ask, front to all that's around here, he's not been. The friendly leadership is going to have more damage to the strong. And as only Russia was not laid down as you think from the hour. And all these are religious. Get on. Okay. That is the force of the punch. We are fighting the people of our own country. Now, what they wish us to act like all sort of.
What would you say, soldier, I did to the president? The quote is that the president be as forgive, forget, which wish to precise, and then I branch is like you forget, forget.
Oh, yeah, and so you know, if it's much used by the police, well, if it's sad, it's like, oh, I'm going to get you guys to be taking. I mean, it's fine. I'm not going to say it's not good because it's here to worry. All they care about is all these words, passion, and how you conflict in it too. I'm not using ties. They are not safe. Read the press. We soldiers out streets. We're fine.
Thank you very much again, Honest on David Kath.
Pleasure.
Who is the Secretary of State for Communication of the self-proclaimed ambassador Assertive of Cameroon, the City of Hugh, and the Siberian George Bissue, the Orangers, and the Dis, and the Police Profession, the Supreme Court Authorities. After the number two suspended information of Yuzibon, also kept visions, he ran on his private Facebook page about the Jude 7 and the Press, right next to the official chief of the
State.
As you mentioned, this is coming out of the suspension of the information ministry. Let's ask you, these days of social media, the diminishing information is going fast. Do you think this is working for the government?
Well, difficult. I think the problem has been that if you recall, the minister on your program this week mentioned the fact that Mr. Falcon used those insensitive remarks on his Facebook page. The idea is that government officials who have put on Facebook pages or Twitter accounts can no longer defend the government or no longer go on the phone and defend the government policy. So that they can't be held by the public. There should be measures in the same
method. It seems to me that this week coming on and where the government, I would say, they're trying to figure out how to deal with the multiple issues that it has to deal with. You have the protest being planned, you have suspension of the minister. Do you think with this now, it will be control this?
Well, that's what the government is saying. I know the constitutional protesters are building up momentum and because of that, they got some from their queue, like here in my mind. So now this is what I say. We'll just see how government not to implement a way to suggest or different trying to fix the rest. So I think the matter is that the fact that now as a government support and make sure matters get the right way. So I think we've been behind in 20 years or something, but I don't know how to expect what happens.
Thank you. come talk with you. This is Christian Chief Liberius from Afrin Pro, speaking from the point of view. It's on law, intervention, authority, and talent. So, this EGAT is urgent to have some release for the minute task or delay so that it can be formed by the EGAT kind of by this week. We support you.
Substantial of the position and party complete on the retreat and paper boundaries mission at the world not on this speaking as a missing entity by calling a master from B2 group and skill.
I think on the thing we have to go to join the implementation of the RSS. The rise of one more of implementation of the material was a work for the talent.
We see this align urged concerns of the judicial amendment process as proposed by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee and Monitoring Evaluation Commission and urged the cabinet ministers to look into those concerns.
We can be on the status of the SPLM by Commander-in-Chief and Chairman Dr. Rima Tani, cause and decide on the variations registered by SPLM or description of the system of governance that they assess in the transition period and proceed to the amendment of the transitional constitution and other laws during the period.
Augustine Rogge, in the head of the Joint Monitoring Evaluation Commission, treated the implementation of the out of 15 tasks that was preempted during the period, and how committed Rogge is.
Our first and foremost step for leadership of the party must be a political commitment to make sure the security-related institutions are implemented.
Group and with this technology, not just for day affecting most people in the water sector to really come back to have this for this. Office for the African Conference in 5 years to come at the end of apartheid. A Nigerian appellate court will hear in brought by a Labour Party party and its responsibility to attain the real President Muhammadu Buhari, a said if has been here. Labour Party fire access for power and Rock Life Hatter is trying to take coup and to be advised. We set forth the seminar of the Africa, we have the Africa crew, Nicole Beck, reporters, Dirty Bick, as well as Assembly, along with our engineers and body members.
Is created by Unilus Awards live at Steve.tvc. Join us for his blog or GLCFA's tech blog at Windows.com/me. It'll see back with Bob Romero.
Voice Air Flash News Program in National Action brings you an inflow of the day. Nobody of Roman France and BOA. We have lots of reports and news and views. Most seasoned expert on international news and Monday rights. UTC at 23 UTC. Available on Waze.